Online, October 18th, 2015, Cleveland, Ohio. We head to the second stanza with the Broncos on top of the Browns 3-0. And once again, the no-fly zone warning was still in effect as Browns quarterback Josh McCown is picked off by the incomparable Aqib Talib. He is unbelievable. Talib returns it 63 yards for the score, and the Denvers lead 10-0. And let's hear it for those boys on the Denver defense, continuing to play a major role in the team's success. This time in the third quarter, it's Shaquille Barrett, who introduces himself to McCown with a sack and fumble recovery. He was the Shaq daddy. Barrett's heroics helped set up the kid, Brandon McManus. The man with the magic leg hailing out of the city of brotherly love puts the Broncos ahead 13-7 through three quarters. Things got interesting in the fourth. After Cleveland took the lead, it took Peyton Manning just three plays to put the Broncos back on top, hitting Emmanuel Sanders, running down the right sideline with a beautiful pass and catch. Sanders raced to the goal line for the 75-yard touchdown and a 23-20 Broncos lead. The Browns tied it at 23 late in the fourth and were attempting the game-winning drive when Broncos safety David Bruton said, "Not on my watch." Bruton intercepts the Cleveland signal caller and the game would head to overtime. In the extra session, the Denver defense stood tall. Malik Jackson extended his consecutive sack streak to five straight games, dropping McCown for 8 yards and taking the Browns out of Broncos territory. The Broncos got the ball and were destined to put this one away. Peyton Manning found tight end Owen Daniels for a nifty 18-yard gain, and Denver was on the march. Ronnie Hillman finished with 111 yards on the ground, including these 8 in overtime. Hillman's backfield mate C.J. Anderson put the Broncos in field goal territory, ripping off 11 yards on this run. And the rest